I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me on the due east wall of our daughter's bedroom slash a recording studio is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Hey there. We hope this podcast finds you well.
Mm-hmm.
In sickness and health. No, that's a wedding vow. Email greetings. Hope this email finds you well. Hope
yes.
You and your loved ones are happy and healthy.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
Wash your hands. Some people more direct. Yeah, stay
better safe than sorry.
Better safe. That's aggressive.
I don't use that one.
Hope it is once you get caught in the hope you find this well, it feels bad not to say that because it feels, you know, like email requires a little
greeting,
a little cushion up top. Not like Melissa. Because an email is a conversation. It starts as a conversation. You start a conversation like, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while. I hope things are good. Hey, real quick. Like, that's how you would deal with somebody in the real world.
Right.
You wouldn't be like, Melissa, send me those reports.
Dearest Melissa. ASAP.
I'm so glad I don't have a real job. But you do. And we have a lot of problems in our life. And that's what we're here to talk to you about today. Mm. We're not here to talk to you guys. We're here to talk to each other. And really, Melissa's going to talk to me today about how to raise
problem solvers. This is from an article.
In the long history of Hoagland's and Articles, Melissa has acquired an article, and she is going to share it with us here. And we're going to discuss what this article's tips, hot tips on how to raise kids that are problem solvers. So before we get into that real quick, though, we want to talk a couple business items with you guys. If you had not already had a chance to check out our Patreon, our new remodeled 2021 edition of our Patreon, please do. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's very simple. It's a way that you can give a little more and get a little more. It used to be for the pod. Now it's for the broader thing, Dustin Nickerson Comedy. And, you know, it can start as low as $5 a month. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give you the whole thing. That's our sturdy and nerdy level right there, where you're going to get access to an online discussion forum. That means you can be on here and you can just talk about the episodes if you want to. A podcast sticker. And 10% on discount code on any merch. Pretty much if you buy like a shirt, you've paid for your monthly one right there. So check that out. And then the next one up, we got the Toyota Corolla. That's $10 a month. I wanted to bring that one up because you get an invitation to a monthly Zoom happy hour hang with me. Mm-hmm. And something tells me that Melissa will probably show up. She'll probably make a little cameo in there. And that is coming up. And if you
less
guys are, that is less than 2 weeks. For those of you who are $10 a month and you're already patrons, you're like, oh, I got that to look forward to. We're having our first monthly Zoom hang Sunday, yep. April 25th, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's going to be about 40 minutes because that's when the free Zoom thing expires after 40 minutes.
We're not paying Zoom any money.
Do some Q&A, have a drink, you know, just hanging. It's going to be real loose. We're just going to be chatting. It's going to be a hangout. So you guys can check that out at the $10 up and tier. Now the next one up is $25 a month, and that gets everything in the previous one. This one's called Essential as Oils.
The previous two tiers, yes.
And you get a free I forgot about that. Speaking of cameos, on the Toyota Corolla one, you get a free annual cameo from me as well. So that's a little, hey, how you doing? Check it out. Happy
Video
birthday,
message,
whatever.
Yeah,
exactly. And the Essential as Oils, that's 25 and up. Free meet and greet with me at any of my shows. So you just message me, hey, I'm coming to your show. More on that in a second. And we'll hang out in the green room for a few minutes before the show, take a picture, high five, whatever you're comfortable with. You get a signed Don't Make Me Come Back There poster. You get a Nickerson family Christmas card, and you get a shout out at the end of every episode. And the last one are $100 a month. These are the only ones that I picked. Each month I'll send you, you get everything before, and you get a unique gift from a thrift shop that is a personalized custom. You know we love thrift shopping. I send you a monthly thing in the mail. So you guys go to patreon.com/DustinNickerson to check that out. There's also a link in the episode description. And then one other thing of business, guys, we have, I have lots of live shows coming up on the next one coming up on May 7th, I'm in Salt Lake. On June 6th, I'm in Kansas City. That's a new date. On June 30th, I'm in Phoenix. On July 7th, I'm in Raleigh. On July 11th, I'm in Nashville. On July 21st, I'm in Philly. On July 23rd and 24th, I'm in D.C. On August 15th, I'm in Spokane. On September 9th, I'm in Portland. If you haven't bought tickets to that one already, the guy messaged me today and he thinks Portland might sell out. So buy tickets to that soon. On September 12th, I'm in Tacoma. And then on the 19th of that same month, I always get the number thing confused. I should just say 919. You guys can figure that out. September 919, I'm in St. Louis. And then on 10-6, that's October 6th, I'm in Indy. And then this week, I know I'm going to be announcing dates on the 28th of July in Sacramento, and on July 9th, 29th, it doesn't matter. I'm bad at this saying the number. I'm going to be in Santa Rosa and Sacramento at the end of July. You guys are going to want to check that out. And then I think Seattle should be on soon too. So there you go, everybody. All those dates coming. You can go check that at DustinNickerson.com/shows. All of those things create problems of which we need to solve. So first off,
kids to solve.
Before we get into this article, what are the problems in our kids' life that you think they need to learn to solve themselves? What prompted you to read this article? Why'd you click? What did you see in it?
Honestly,
or did you think that's going to be podcast fodder?
Sometimes my mom leaves Real Simple magazines in my house.
Hilarious.
And she gets them. And sometimes on a rare occasion, I look through them. And you know why I did is because we were on vacation and I was like, I'm going to bring this and this is relaxing for me.
Is going
to
through a
flip
Real Simple
through a magazine versus, you know, being locked on my phone.
People are always on their phone these days, you know,
I mean, these internet personalities,
Oh my gosh. It's like,
who do they think they are?
Instead of looking down
from their ivory towers,
could you look up?
Oh, I see, looking down.
Instead of, why are we always looking down at our phones and each other instead of looking up and building up each other?
HD.
Anyways,
3D.
Guys. 3D. So please open your Bibles to Galatians 3.
Okay, I flipped through a Real Simple.
Imagine, do you ever wonder if I would have stuck with ministry, if I would have gotten, like, where would I have gone as far as preaching goes? Like, would I have become that guy? Would I have gone full cringe fest? Like, you know, guys, and it's...
You know, the sermon that I remember the most about you is the Palm Sunday sermon.
People don't realize that being distracted can be a diss. Being on your phone really puts the dis in distracted, guys.
You have that like on a little notes page. Dis, fill in dis.
Okay, so if you guys follow along, so the D stands for discipline.
If you gave it's a distractive acronym. Sermon, a distracted sermon.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the irony of ironies.
I wouldn't even be able to finish it because I would just go on these. I wouldn't, in my preaching days, I was the king of rabbit trails, right? Like, where are we right now?
Yeah.
I could never, but do you think I would have, do you think I would have been the cringe guy, or I'd have been like the try to be funny guy, but he's not actually a good pastor because he's just trying to be funny the whole time? Would I have,
or like the shock?
Would I have gotten cooler? Yeah. Would I become cool pastor?
Tight jeans pastor?
Yeah. I'm in entertainment now and I'm not tight jeans guy now. So I guess maybe it would have been parallels. Maybe I would just be like it would have been just like a slow, steady burn. Like my
you
career
could be fitness
is.
Pastor or long haired
fitness
like,
pastor, yeah,
surf pastor,
yeah, those are usually worship pastors.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not sure.
You know why I would be bad at that job?
Why?
Because I'm not good at solving problems. See, I can get us back. I can
yeah,
always
I knew
get us
that
back.
That was a. A focused question.
I always know how to get us back to the trail.
That's good.
I leave breadcrumbs like Hansel and Gretel.
In your brain.
In my brain.
Yeah.
Just a little crumb. How do we? Okay.
That's amazing. Okay. Well, I'm just going to read the four titles.
And those crumbs are the word of God. I don't know why I'm in pastor mode.
You would do
mode.
A sermon on Hansel and Gretel.
I would. At the movie. The relaunched horror movie.
You actually were good at that. You find gospel themes in movies.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
In Lost.
Yeah.
You know, was all the rage amongst the teens. You'd be doing that for Cobra Kai.
Yeah, you know, I had, I would, yeah. And we need to ask ourselves, Cobra, why? Did Jesus die on the cross first? First off, the Cobra. I mean, that's imagery for Satan in the Bible. So
you're not wrong.
It sounds like idolatry for one. So let's ask ourselves, Cobra, why?
I think our church did a Fight Club one.
Oh, gosh. Well, we went to the worst church.
I don't remember.
Well, that was actually, those days were like, there were a lot of... The Fight Club thing was actually there was a different pastor who started like a Bible study things called like Fight Club. And this is one of the great John Chris jokes of all time is that he did the thing about the men's advances. Like, we don't retreat, we advance. It's called an advance. Yes. He's like, wouldn't this just be easy?
So a weekend trip in the woods.
Wouldn't this just be easier if we forgave our dads? And that's exactly right. You're just like, guys, just cool it on the machismo, you know. So anyways.
Just red meat and cigars.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you like create a culture like that, you have a bunch of men that don't know how to solve problems.
What you actually had was a ton of IT nerds in Seattle who were nothing like that.
See, now
like
I got
that.
You off topic. Yeah.
You opened this up. Okay. Well, that was all very interesting, at least for us.
Yeah.
Okay, so this article we'll put in the show notes. How to raise a problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, let them drive sometimes. Okay, so here's our four.
What if they're not old enough to drive?
Well, it's like a metaphorical drive. Okay.
Because when they're older, it'll be like, make them drive. It's mom's quiet hour. And dad's on the road.
Yeah, so. I don't know if I'll be able to sleep through that. But, okay, make room for play, support purpose.
These are all under the heading of, read the opening paragraph. Wait. Don't just get to the meat yet.
Okay.
Give me the hope so this email finds you well.
Yes, greetings.
Greetings.
Salutations. Okay, so the point is, there's been a lot of stuff written about the helicopter parent, the bulldozer parent.
Right.
They're plowing the path for the kid or they're, you know, helicoptering over
Speaking
the kid.
Speaking of Bible metaphors, plowing.
Oh, boy. So you know, the Stanford prof wrote a book about it, How to Raise an Adult. The point of this first paragraph is young people's ability to get things done on their own and take initiative is one of the biggest employer concerns.
Right.
So a lot of hiring managers are saying these kids don't know how to, these new hires, they don't know how to problem solve.
Okay.
And they are writing, they need to grow in confidence on all their, you know, mm-hmm. job reports or what are those called?
Evaluations.
Progress reports.
Progress reports.
Yeah.
Annual reviews.
Reviews.
Hey, I've been out of middle management for a while. Let me tell you, as someone who was a lazy middle manager, it would be nice if my young employees knew how to solve problems.
You were not a lazy middle manager.
No, I...
You weren't.
That's very nice.
You were
nice
a good middle manager.
Well, those can be the same thing.
Well, yeah, you delegate everything in your life.
When I, if I could afford a nanny to raise these children and honestly to have your meals ready so you don't get hangry, I would do it. And me and Claire were having the best time today when you were gone. We were inventing games on the trampoline. Yeah. We came up with Seed Drop War. We were vibing. We were enjoying. We came inside to go draw. We were going inside to draw. And then you three came home and set fire to the home. But it was because the kids didn't know how to solve their problems. And you had not discussed this article yet with them.
You're so right.
So they're saying young people are coming to the workforce. They don't know how to solve problems. They're not critical thinkers. They're not committed with solutions on their own.
And they're not confident in...
Yeah.
Being self.
You know what that means?
Motivated?
I bet they're cheap labor. I bet that's a pretty affordable minimum wage. I would love to hear who this is coming from. They're like,
I know.
You're like, oh, they're not real problem solvers. Like, well, you manage a Subway.
Okay, you ready? The CEO of Skill Survey, a cloud-based reference checking service.
Okay.
So this is like entry level at like a corporation.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So you need to let them drive sometimes. And they're saying, do these things for when they're your kids so that their bosses like them more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or they seem competent at their job. I don't
they
know.
Don't have to be competent. They just need to seem competent. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, there's a lot of truth in that statement.
Yeah.
You know, because who knows if you're actually competent, but if you can just, it's the
well,
old.
Well, you did have an employee that used to make up stuff. And that was an issue as a membership.
Oh, yeah.
A guest services.
Oh, yeah, I did have an employee who would just, he would not
the
know.
Whole job is details.
Now, that's a great example.
Like 8 to 6 tomorrow?
This person would seem competent, but was not competent. And that they would give out so much misinformation, but it would just be to get the problem away from them.
Mm-hmm.
But
they were charming.
So charming.
Yeah.
But we would have to clean up that mess so often. We're like, well, I was told by we always knew that if somebody had misinformation, we're like, oh, we know who you talked to yesterday.
Yeah, they're like, but they said the pool was going to be open.
Yeah, you got Kyled. You know, his name wasn't Kyle, but it's in that vein of names.
You were managing the millennials.
I was, but I am a millennial.
Yeah, but you're an older.
I'm an elder millennial.
Yeah. Elder. Okay.
So you got to let them drive sometimes. And what were the things that they said under that?
Okay. Here they are. There's four. Make room for play.
Okay.
Support purpose. That one is a weird title. It just means like volunteer. Ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the parents should do.
Mm-hmm.
And let go of perfect.
Gosh, all these articles are all the same.
I know. Every time we get on here and try and talk about a topic, not just shooting from the hip, you're like, I don't believe it.
I wondered if as
but you're a writer.
I
so
wondered
that's...
if as you saw that, you could see my eyes becoming donuts that were being glazed over. just like my eyes were suddenly at Krispy Kreme and they were just like, now here comes the glaze and glazed.
Yeah, I'm
someone
pretty
turned
sure
the
that
red
too.
Sign on at Krispy Kreme. Yeah, because
they're hot.
You lost conviction in that two bullet points in.
I think it's because I was reading your face.
I just, here's the, I mean, who,
you don't like the constraints of bullet points.
First off, how many more headings and stuff? So I know how to pace this.
There's just four. That was it.
That's the whole article?
Yes.
That's the, Melissa, this is a 45 minute podcast. And you hit me with all four bullet points before we hit 20 minutes in.
I wanted to do like a at the top and then we flush them out. That was my thought.
Gosh, it's just, here's the thing. What parent?
You want to find some better articles?
What parent, including you?
Okay. This is what I do on vacation,
Dustin. In the moment goes, okay, I got to let my kid drive here. Okay. I need to propose power. What was it again?
Support purpose. This week.
Okay, hold on. I need to. So when Joel and Gloria have been fighting for a day and a half straight, I should go, hey, do you guys want to know about some volunteer opportunities in your community? It's just these articles are always written after the fact or by a non-parent, or they were written by a parent while they were at work.
Professor?
Yeah, while they were at work away from their kids. And they're just pithy. That's what it is. Is there some psychology in there?
Do you want some heart?
I want some stats. I want some stats that say, like, if your kid volunteers at a food bank, he's 75% less likely to have depression or something like that.
All right. I'm going to read a sentence
there's
here.
There's some stats or no?
You ready? Mm-hmm. Well, this is just a point. It's not a stat.
Okay. This is going to seem unhelpful.
Okay. Well, it is by a psychologist.
Okay. The whole article is? Oh.
I don't know about who this author is.
You don't know?
Okay. She's a writer for Real Simple.
That doesn't tell us anything. Okay. All right. No. We're doing a dive. Who is this article? Who is it written by?
Joanna Nesbitt. N-E-S-B-I-T.
N-E-S-B-I-T.
Nes.
Joanna Nesbitt is a freelance writer.
Yeah.
Washington Northwest. Here we go. Hi, I'm Joanna. I'm a Pacific Northwest freelance journalist. So, you know, she looks nice. This is her.
Okay.
Yeah. And content marketing writer based in beautiful Bellingham, Washington. Bellingham is beautiful.
Bellingham is amazing.
I've told many people this before, that Bellingham is the Tahoe of the Northwest.
Yes.
You snow during the winter. You ski during the summer. You have a mountain.
Sorry, you ski
during the summer and during the winter. They have a lake that's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, they gorgeous. Water ski.
I messed up. You get it before. Okay. So that's great. I love that for you, Joanna.
But there's a lot of free play opportunities.
My focus is personal finance. So it's her first education and parenting with a deep dive niche. How do you say that? Niche. In all things college, saving for it, paying for it, applying financial aid, and campus services. I've also written about aging parents, insurance, and education tax breaks. My byline has appeared in magazines, newspapers, and online. So I need more about this. I need to know. Okay, education. There we go. Hit me.
Well, this Stanford author, the former dean of freshmen at Stanford, wrote Real American and How to Raise an Adult.
Okay. She's written for a lot of stuff here before freelancing. I worked as a technical writer and editor. All right. She has a BA in anthropology and an MA in English. So this is a writer.
Yeah.
This is a writer. This is not a psychologist.
You're right. This is just a little...
That's why it alliterates nicely.
You're right.
And if we still had guests...
You're annoyed by the structure.
We'd have Joanna on. Joanna, I'm trying to put together a show in Bellingham. So if you can...
If you have any venues...
Okay. Joanna. Let's go through these one by one. Play. See, this is what the dumbest thing about this article is. It's not dumb. It's stupid. Okay. It's not... It's
you seem angry.
No, I don't like articles because... I want to hear what Joanna actually has to say. I don't want to see Joanna's organized bullet points on how to parent it because, I mean, she looks, the family looks lovely, you know, she's got younger kids.
Okay. Well, but she's citing these other people.
Okay. Let me, the first thing.
These other authors.
Okay. So the very first thing that she says about how to make sure your kid is a critical thinker and focused on work and solves problems is for them to play more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was a PhD lady who wrote this book, Becoming Brilliant, What Science Tells Us About Raising Successful Children. Okay, so open-ended play, free play, helps them problem solve, they work on collaboration, communication, critical thinking, innovation,
What is open-ended free play?
That just means letting kids play.
Telling your kid to go to their room and just removing their devices. Like.
That's what Janet Lansbury always says. Play is the work of children.
Mm-hmm.
Play
a ton.
Play is really the crucible for developing these skills because in play, kids don't have to stick with the program.
So they're saying that these kids didn't play enough. That's their A to B logic here.
Yeah, at the very end of the article... They're talking about
because everyone
these
says this is the most coddled generation ever.
Yes.
And they're saying, but the problem is they didn't play enough. That doesn't check out.
Okay. Well, it depends on like which part of the population you're talking about. But
is it gonna be a devices issue?
Well, that's just the first one. Because they didn't say no tech.
I don't know if you've ever noticed, Melissa, but like devices can be divisive.
That should have been her first bullet point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could write these articles.
I know. That's why you hate them.
I'm making this stuff up as we go, everybody. I'm freestyling here.
You should just rewrite articles.
Off the cuff.
Sorry.
Sorry. You messed up
on the cuff.
You're so stupid.
You know what you should do? You should just rewrite articles and make them good.
I mean, it seems like a nice article. Here.
Entertaining. You're an entertainer.
If Joanna was here, and I wish she was, if Joanna was here, and we had a third beanbag.
Beanbag chair.
And we were just sitting here, and it was me and you. Donnie's
her kids were playing.
Donnie's
in the corner.
And they're just an imagining
ours were
up a
TV.
Storm. Those kids have built up universes in their imaginations.
Just with blocks.
Yeah, and our kids have done that on Minecraft. Which, I mean, Minecraft is free play. That's the idea of it. I would probably be much more interested, but I'm so skeptical out of the gate. Because what usually when articles happen, someone goes, oh, I have an idea for an article. And then
it's a buzzword.
And then you go and gather all your little nuts that support that idea that you had. It's not always like evidence-based. It's not based off a study. It's like, oh, well, I want to make this point. Or... I needed $125 just to get published in Real Simple.
In 1,000 words.
In 1,000 words.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a fifth point, but the editor didn't like it.
Yep.
I'm just skeptical.
I mean, maybe Joanna didn't even like how the layout.
There's
or,
a good
or what,
chance.
What they,
There's a, she
where
might,
they took it.
She probably had no say in the headline.
No.
Because Real Simple is a massive operation that's, I can't believe is still in business because who is buying magazines other than your mom? Like magazines
cost like $5 for 6 months.
Yeah, they're so cheap. Mm-hmm. But so again, I'm skeptical. So I'm saying, I'm sure there's legitimacy here. So step one is they have to play more.
Yes.
But free play.
It's just developmentally.
Our kids do this all the time. Our kids play in the backyard for hours.
Yeah, they learn a lot, which is pretty much common sense. But, okay, the next one is the volunteer one. Mm-hmm. It's support purpose. And it's they got a research thing in here. They're saying, you know, it's going to be messy and it's going to take longer, but if you let your kids help think big picture, they're going to feel confident and know how to do something. Like if you're changing a tire and they hand you the wrench, or you're doing yard work and they got their little pile of leaves. That's the point.
Hmm.
You're putting value on them by letting them give back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're trying to do yard work with your kids and they fight and yell and scream the whole time? Am I, is that good for them when I'm doing? Because we did yard work on Sunday, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel like I was empowering their decision making and making them problem solvers.
No. But you have like to think about the big picture.
Mm. And sometimes you have to think about the biggest picture. But only one can see that.
Are you back in pastor mode?
I don't think I've turned it off today.
Okay, I'm sorry. I read this on vacation and I thought it was better.
I like the second point.
I was happy because I was on vacation.
We have hammered to our children. This has been a mantra of late. Our kids have, they know there's many mantras in our home.
Mm-hmm.
Attitude and effort is probably one of the biggest ones.
That's a good
like
one.
Just attitude and effort. That's all the life. And one we've been saying a lot lately is life is not about you. It's about what you can do for other people. And that like applies mm-hmm. to a lot of things. And so, yes, a volunteering, a chore, a helping out around the house, it is, you do realize it is self-empowering and it gives mm-hmm. you better perspective. Whether or not it leads to whether or not you're a problem solver, I mean, I don't know how you're going to make that jump in logic. But
so, I've read a couple...
It's going to make you a better human, that's for sure.
Counseling books about kids with anxiety or that like have, that can be worriers.
What about adults with anxiety? Does this apply for me? Is this going to be for me?
Well, I'm not sure.
Hmm.
The point is, if you hover and fix everything for a child, then they receive the message that they aren't capable of doing it themselves.
Hmm.
So that's kind of the, if you let them try and maybe they fail, but you're sending the message like you're capable. You could try it.
What about,
you could try to do it.
What about when your cat pukes?
Yeah.
And they say, I don't know how to clean up the puke. Which has been what they've been saying for the last 10 times at the cats. So you're saying you need to propose power. And
propose
what's
power.
What's it again?
Support. Oh, purpose.
Purpose.
Support.
Propose purpose. Support purpose. And you teach them, which you said this earlier, actually, you got to teach them to clean up the puke.
Yeah, the kids are getting to an age where you're like, hey, if you get out food, you got to put it away.
Right.
The cats will get into it. We have terrible cats.
Melissa, tell me what's under that door right now, right as you came in here.
A bunch of popcorn.
A bunch of popcorn. Gloria spilled a whole bag of popcorn 10 seconds before I mm-hmm. hit record.
Yeah. It's all on the floor.
It's all on the floor because mm-hmm. we didn't have a munchie mug. And... if we did, we wouldn't be in this mess today. I actually, mm-hmm. you know what? You want to know what a problem, who's a big problem solver?
Munchie
Mug is a problem solver. You got a problem. You got a messy house. You got a messy car.
Yes.
Maybe you got a messy life.
Yes. yes to all.
Yeah. I don't know how much Munchie Mug can help with the messy life, but I know they can help with the munchie car, the messy car. And the messy house. Guys, and you know what? You know what? If your house and your car are less messy, I bet your life is less messy.
I think you're right.
So, guys, mm-hmm. Munchie Mug, if you're not familiar, it is the very best spill-proof cup on the market.
Snack cup.
Mm-hmm. No, it's called spill-proof.
Okay.
I do the ads here.
Okay.
All right? You need to put your attitude in a Munchie Mug so it stops slipping out all the time. And spilling around this house. I don't know if they're going to approve this ad copy.
That's what I was going to say.
But we're running it either way. If you could put your attitude, I wish I could
in
put
a
my
Munchie Mug.
I wish I could put my anxiety in a Munchie Mug. And then it would stop spilling out all around the house. But I can't put popcorn in there. I can put gummy bears in there. I can put pretzels in there. Yeah. I can put goldfish in there.
For sure.
For sure. I could put almond butter in there. Almond butter doesn't spill. But you know what? You can have a little tub of almond butter okay. next to your
pretzels.
Dip.
Wow.
Dip. Delicious. You're not spilling the almond butter. You're not spilling the pretzels. Dip.
I'm watching you dip.
Dip. Your anxiety's going down. Your house is less messy. Your car is less messy.
Your life
is less messy.
I think you just read an article.
Take that, Joanna and Bellingham. Munchie Mug is a wonderful product. It's made here in the U.S. You can get a variety of different colors. It's dishwasher safe. It's great. And you want a deal. I know that you want a deal. In order to get a deal, all you guys are going to do is you're going to go to Munchie Mug. That's their website, munchiemug.com. You're going to type in promo code Don't Make Me. That's all one word. No apostrophes. Promo code Don't Make Me. And you're going to get 25% off your entire order. That's not per cup. That's per order. Plus there's free shipping. Yep. Promo code Don't Make Me. All one word, 25% off your order. They're based in the northern area. I'm working on a headlining date in Santa Rosa. Kathleen, if you're listening to this, I hope you can come out. I will not comp your tickets. I'm on a door deal. I can't afford it. I can't. I may accept some payment in Munchie Mugs, though. That's not true. I don't have toddlers. But you know what? My kids are messier than ever. That's so... We should, honestly, for... punitive punishment.
Some real problem solving.
We should make them start having their snacks in Munchie Mugs. Like the 13-year-old, like, okay, well, clearly. And you know who else needs it?
He had a bunch of chips on his floor.
Grandpa Don.
Wait, could we put all the bird feeder?
Oh, gosh.
The bird seed in a Munchie Mug?
You guys, my dad has gotten into birds. And he has like been spending days, weeks...
all of his time
researching how to attract birds to the yard. We used to have a lot of birds in our yard, and now since he's done all of these measures, we have no birds. And
he's installed like three bird feeders.
He built a birdhouse. I installed that. I've climbed up to that tree twice now, and put
it's a big tree.
It's a big tree. I don't get up as easily in trees as I once did, but I'm too lazy to go get the ladder. Plus, our ladder is sketch. But it's because I only use it once a year for the Christmas lights, you know? And
it came with the house.
And then he just started putting... Someone told him that birds like fruit. Of course birds like fruit. But now he's just been laying...
Well, he wanted to do cherries.
He's been putting plates of fruit...
out.
Plates of fruit around. And then someone told him that you want to attract bugs. So he's had Claribon catching bugs and putting them near the fruit. And it's just... There's no birds. There's no bird. And he's like,
and
something ate it.
And now the fruit's rotting.
And the fruit's rotting. And I was like, we've had mice issues here before.
Yeah.
And there are possums in this neighborhood as well. Just because it got eaten doesn't mean these birds are coming. But I feel bad, but I don't know how to solve this problem.
Well, that's why I'm making him grill.
Melissa, you missed that segue.
Oh, I know.
Solve the problem.
Okay. Well, I'm problem solving. I don't know about you.
You're going to have to make him grill because it's...
Don needs to take some initiative.
Exactly. You're making Don the driver.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Don's going to drive dinner.
Okay. What were these other points on this article that I'm more and more opening my mind towards?
Okay.
I like the last one a lot. Anything that makes your kid focus not on themselves.
Yeah. We always do some version of toy sorting over Christmas,
right?
For the Salvation Army,
and then we ring the bell,
to raise money for those in need.
Joel's
over the
an
holidays.
ASB; he works with younger students. Mm-hmm. You know, all that stuff is good. You know,
it's good to give back.
It's good. It's good to give back.
Whenever,
Hit me with bullet point number three.
Number three is good.
First one was playtime. Second one was volunteering. Third one is.
Yep. Ask questions.
Right.
So this is what you do with your counselor bit.
Melissa.
Yeah.
So tell me why. Why is it that you only read these articles on vacation? Is that. Do you feel like.
That I don't have to like. Make dinner and clean it up.
Do you feel like
or do
you
laundry?
Want your life to be real simple? Okay. Anyways, point three.
Well, you pretty much covered it. You're supposed to have empathy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to swoop in and fix the problem.
Right.
You're going to be like, oh, it must be so hard that your backpack is covered in mold.
Hypothetically.
And then you have to ask a question.
Yeah, this is like therapy. Like, how does it make you feel that your backpack's covered in mold? Oh, well, it makes my nose upset because it smells bad.
So Joanna has some questions.
Oh, Joanna.
Yeah.
A funnier name than Joanna for this, by the way.
What's your plan for getting this done?
I'd like that. That's got some sass on it. Okay, well,
the
Joanna.
Way I said it. The way I said
no, no, no.
It,
yeah. But that. What's your plan for getting this done? Like, I like that.
Yeah.
Good, Joanna.
How is that strategy working?
Well, this depends how old your kids are.
Yeah. What has happened when you've tried doing that in the past?
Okay.
What might get in the way of this plan? What do you want to do differently next time?
I guarantee you, Joanna has never asked more than one question here. I guarantee you. Because you got to ask one and then you're freestyling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like you when you tell a kid to retrace your steps. You're like, I've got this for you. You have to go figure this out. Uh-huh. What was the first one then again, though? What's your plan for getting this done? That's a great, I like that a lot. Your kid comes up to you with, you know, whatever their thing is. Their
like, I forgot my homework.
Yeah.
I got an F.
Yeah. And what I say too much is, I don't care. That's not usually to their problems, but when they're fighting, I go, I don't care about this. I just wish you guys would switch it up every once in a while and not fight. It's getting hacky. It's getting, I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think
you're
that
boring.
You're boring. I think that that's a great thing to say of just go, okay, so what you can do, especially because so many of their problems, they can't, even like little injury things like, oh, I've got an abscess, like, or I'm hurt, or like, okay, what's your plan? Without telling them to do it, like, you know, you can figure this out.
Yeah. Or at least try and get them to think first. Because that's even like with our first grader, you know, she'll be like, I don't know. You know, and you got to like wait or ask another question.
She was
question.
Throwing a fit while she knew every answer to her homework today, which was so funny when you were doing Lexia with her.
Yeah.
You would think that she was like, kind of like,
she is just like an act.
Right, right.
You know? Yeah.
She is such a goofball.
She got everyone right.
So, okay. I get that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what mirroring, that's what you do, but that's what counselors do.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much just tell you, they're like, I heard you say this. Now, what I heard you say was that you were tired.
It doesn't even make sense to communicate with a child like that. Like, a child's brain is at like 20%. And so the idea that you would do these like advanced communication tactics, they're like, what are you doing? Just tell me what to do or help me or push me in the right direction. Like with Joel, sure. But if you said to Claire, like, hey, what's your plan for getting this done? She's like, I'm 7.
Yeah.
I don't know how
she'd
the world
like, no.
works. I don't know where anything in this house is. I don't have any answers to, I don't know how to read. I have no answers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's saying here, stepping back is a form of helping too.
Well, you're good at that.
You mean when I zone out?
No, when you're just like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Man, I am helping
I would say
them.
You're pretty good at being hands off.
No, you're really good at delegating, even though the kids break stuff, but you do delegate. Like, you'll send Joel to the shed to open up the door
that
and get something out.
That happened one time.
He got angry and broke the key.
Yeah, that was one time. Pretty impressive that he broke the key.
We were locked out of the shed for like 4 weeks.
No problem.
Yeah?
No problem. Nothing in the shed that you need on a regular basis.
No, I actually did. I needed that breathing machine for Claire's.
Oh, the vapes?
Claire's,
thing.
Yeah.
Vapes, yeah.
Her December.
Vicks vape?
Yeah. No, she used to get that pneumonia
and
stuff.
But when she brought that to you, you should have said to her, like, well, what are you going to do to solve this?
How are you going to solve your walking pneumonia? And then she would have been a problem solver. Yeah.
And now she wouldn't be the little tyrant that she is now.
Yeah.
All right, hit me with 4, and then let's get to some emails.
Okay. Let go of perfect. And this is where she's saying, which I was trying to explain to you at the beginning, you know, some of these high achieving schools, right, that only let like a tiny part of the population in, like
right.
in college admissions.
Right.
So teens feel this pressure to be perfect and excel.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady, she's a psych professor at Arizona State University. She says these kids need to know they're loved by the adults around them for who they are, not what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good stuff.
GPAs, colleges, all that kind of stress. I mean, we know that because our son's testing into honors or AP courses at high school. And
then we have another kid that can't get through math homework without crying. And we love them the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's good stuff. I do feel like parents, most reasonable parents that I know, ditch the perfect thing pretty quick. I think that's a generational thing. I will say that.
I think a lot of moms struggle with that, though.
Yeah.
An image.
Yeah.
You know, looking like the perfect parent versus being the perfect parent.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's really good, Melissa.
So,
all right. I came around, Joanne. Good article.
Yay.
Good stuff.
We did it. Right, we learned.
Let's get to a couple emails here.
All right.
We asked you guys to send some emails on reentry disasters. This one, I want your thoughts on this article and articles in general. So shoot us some emails at don'tmakemecomeback@gmail.com.
Dustin loves them.
I want you to send us some articles. Maybe send us ones that you would like to hear us roast, some that you actually think are good. I want you to send us bombard us with articles, and then I'm going to make Melissa read them, and then we'll decide which ones are good. Okay, so, but these are ones, we have two emails about re-entries. So this one is from Christine.
Okay.
Subject, re-entry disasters. Dustin and Melissa, I have really enjoyed listening to the podcast and feel like we can relate as a family to so many things. The last episode where you talked about re-entry after vacation was both enjoyable to listen to, but hit close to home after vacation we just came back from as well. My husband and I finally went to celebrate our 10-year anniversary, congratulations, for a few weekends ago and dropped our three kids off at their aunt and uncle's. We had a great 2 days alone in the beautiful town of Spearfish, South Dakota, while our kids got to see Mount Rushmore and other areas in Rapid City. So great trip. Dot, 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 dot. However, we get everything in our car, which is far too many things, and start our trip back. About halfway home, our car starts overheating.
Oh, Christine,
we were just talking about this yesterday. We had so many overheating years, and I'm sure we will again. So we have to pull over on the side of the road. My husband does what he can to check things out and is able to add some water to something to cool it down enough to at least make it up to a rest stop so we don't have semis and cars going 80 miles per hour rushing past us. We eventually get a company to come to our car. We squeeze my husband and I and our three kids, 8, 6, and 4, into the tow truck and head to a mechanic into a small town of 1,000 people. We have done this. We've lived. My husband helps and watches as the mechanic looks at what the problem might be. Meanwhile, our three kids start playing in the dirt next to the road, next to a pasture of cows. After about an hour, they think they have to set it. They think they have it set to go. So we head back down on the road. We must have about 2 hours left to make it back home at this point. Another hour down the road, the car starts overheating. So we call the mechanic back to see if he can help my husband, walk him through what fluids to add or something he should get. He should do to get us back home. Thankfully, adding some coolant and letting our car sit helps it cool down. I know this so well. And we somehow make it back home. After a few days away with our kids playing in the dirt, we really needed to shower and start a load of laundry. As our three kids make it through their shower and my husband starts a load of laundry, he notices our sewage is backing up in our basement.
No!
I'm about to fall apart because I really want to shower and relax after our trip turned from 5 to 7 to 8 hours, all with car problems. So my gracious husband lets me shower really quickly while he shop vacs up from the basement.
Ew.
The next 2 days... Want to buy a home, Mel? We were still able to use any water. Or the next 2 days, we still weren't able to use any water. And our laundry started piling up and our house was a disaster without being able to use water for anything. Thankfully, we eventually got a company to get in everything working on. I don't think we've had a more stressful re-entry after a trip before. And hope our next one will go smoother. Thanks for the much-needed laughs after a long week coming back. Christine and Danny. Good stuff, Christine.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is indeed a disaster.
Yeah, you're like, I'm so relaxed. And then that happens. Ugh. You have that day.
Brutal. Brutal. Yeah. All right. Last email. Here we go. This is from Stephanie. The subject is vacation reentry. First, I must say that Melissa's list should be the only list the day before or maybe even 2 days before vacation. What was the list?
Oh, she's, yes, she's backing me up about not mowing the lawn last minute.
Oh, yeah.
As the sun sets.
Oh, yeah.
And installing
the list of things to do.
Bird feeders.
Well, yeah. That's, yeah. She's siding with the mom there. I get it. After listening to your episode, I realized that what no woman ever shares is not only do they have a list for themselves, they have a list for you and any other able body in the house. My husband was not happy to hear my revelation. Regarding reentry, I firmly believe in coming back the day before you actually need to go to work, but the trick is to send the kids to school on that extra day. Oh, yes, we are in person 5 days a week here. All right, you don't need to brag. Thanks for the podcast. It keeps me sane while I work on my to-do list, which is clearly not anyone's else. Stephanie, great stuff there. Mm-hmm. That is funny. There's your list. That's the difference. I have a list, but I don't have a list for other people. You have a list for everyone in the house.
Well, I got to buy them all their clothes.
I get it. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't, but that is a different thing.
Yeah, you know?
It does kind of put you more in the boss role as far as you delegate stuff to everybody, including me, because I don't ask. I mean, there are some work things that I ask you to do, but yeah. There's nothing in regard to our house and life where I'm like, hey, could you do that? But you ask me stuff to do all the time, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know those things. So that's brilliant. Come home Sunday. Send your kids to school Monday, work Tuesday. Brilliant. Because that Monday is about to be better than any of your vacation days. All right. Thank you for the email. And please do shoot us more emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Backseaters. You guys are fantastic. I hope that this helps you and your kids be better problem solvers.
Bye.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential As Oils patrons. That is our folks on Patreon at $25 a month and up. So thank you, Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Sherry Rush, Donna Lemley, Brandy and Robert Reeves, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, and Tiffany Payne. If I said your name wrong, I'm so sorry. I'm still so grateful to have you as patrons.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.